Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Carson's obsessed.
He gets the traffic right.
Carson's obsessed.
Him Monday night. The president of Bachelor Nation. If you didn't know.
Now you know.
Don't get him started on Supermarket Joe.
Never met that guy.
Carson's obsessed.
Bachelor Edition.
Yes, because when you need somebody to report on the world of dating, you should find a guy who hasn't been on a date since Barbie Girl was a hit on the radio. Well, we've hit the Bachelorette trifecta, Kennedy. Fights, aggressive makeout sessions, and Margaret Cho? The drama between Claire and Yosef. You know the one where if you saw the promo teases, you would have thought this was going to be epic, like Lauren Conrad versus Heidi Montag. But alas, it was more like my prom night. It fizzled. Oh, and that whole Claire and Dale are actually an item and that Tayshia Adams will take over. That happened. Yawn. But wait, did Claire say fiance at the end of the episode? Sitting down with Bachelor Yosef, who also got caught up in some drama on social media this past week.
Yeah, he did.
He told her about these red flags. Last week on The Bachelorette, some of the guys participated in a game of strip dodgeball. And last night, Yosef pulled Claire aside to tell her he is ashamed to be associated with her for it. Even though he didn't participate, he then repeatedly told her he expected more from the oldest bachelorette ever. Needless to say, she tossed him from the show. Take a listen.
In a million years, would I be caught dead doing that?
Mm-hmm.
All right? Like, if my daughter saw me doing that, if my family saw me doing that,
mm-hmm.
like, think of the thought they would have. Think of mm-hmm. think of the example that would be setting.
That's why you were not on that date.
Well, I'm glad I wasn't.
Yeah.
I'm seriously glad I wasn't. I was so appalled. A completely classless display.
Mm-hmm.
I expected a lot more from the oldest bachelorette that's ever been.
Claire retorted back with famous words that she yelled at Juan Pablo. I never thought I would have to repeat these words to another man. I would never want my children to have a father like you. Get out of here. And he hopped into his SUV and was never seen on the show again, Kennedy.
Yeah, he's garbage.
Also, having them play strip dodgeball is also garbage. But
it's really bad.
Yeah.
So this left Claire a mess and canceled the cocktail party and went straight into the handing out of the roses. So Blake, Garen, and Tyler S. followed Yosef out the door. In fact, she pretty much abdicated for the entire show. Claire then invited the men over. So that meant, let's see, Jay, Easy, Jason, Chasen, Ed, Blake, Riley, Ricky, Bobby, Ronnie, Mike, Ralph. They all sat outside while Claire and Dale made out on her bed for an hour. Again, more action than my prom night.
Back to the well on that one.
So bad. Pew, 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 pew.
The second group date brought in comedian Margaret Cho to teach the guys how to roast. But honestly, it was just mean comments about Claire and Dale after the men didn't give her what she needed. Claire did not hand out a group date rose.
Dale is everything that I'm looking for. Everything that I want that I can't put words with. Things you can't explain, like he shows up and he has it and he's that way.
Well, you know I'm here, okay?
Yeah, I can't believe it's not even the second rose ceremony yet. I'm so falling in love with Dale.
But nobody gets rejected harder than Zach J, who gets selected for a one-on-one date. Now, normally this is a good thing because it means the Bachelorette has chosen to spend quality time with you away from the rest of the group. But when the Bachelorette has already chosen the guy, it turns out to be a kiss of death, or a non-kiss of death in Zach's case. So the two go to a spa, Kennedy.
Yeah.
Claire rubs guacamole on Zach's face before the two lounge in a pool.
Guac extra.
At the end of the date, Claire leans in to kiss Zach, but then remembers she only wants to kiss Dale and pulls back. Zach decides to make a federal case out of this, asking for clarifications and explanations of why the kiss did not occur. And no one has ever won that "why didn't you kiss me" case, have they?
No.
Because merely arguing a case like that, the defendant proves he did not deserve to be kissed in the first place. But Zach makes things even worse. I know that's hard to believe, when he actually puts his hand on her, forcibly grabbing at her chin in a way that he might think is sexy, but in reality, it's quite alarming.
Zach just made me feel extremely uncomfortable. I go in for the kiss to Zach. He pulls away. And the second I just try to walk away, he grabs me. That kind of triggers me and kind of scared me. I didn't want to be near him in that moment. If I want to walk away because I'm uncomfortable, let me walk away. I might be a little extra sensitive about it because I have done all the work these last few years on healing my traumas, but I don't want to figure it out. I don't want to ask. I don't even want to talk about it. This is not something that needs to be discussed.
Now, on Twitter, Chris Harrison had teased that the last 9 seconds will shake you to the core.
Oh.
And say it with me.
Yes.
Much like my prom night. Okay, so we know Claire leaves Dale. We know the men get mad. We know Tasia comes on later. Luckily, we will finally get to see the fun go down next week. But we're going to have to wait until Thursday night because the series finale of The White House Apprentice is happening, also known as The Election. As for Tasia Adams, is a helpful reminder. She appeared on Colton Underwood's season of The Bachelor in 2019. She said last year that she was indeed a finalist to lead Hannah Brown's hot mess of a Bachelorette season, stating that she would have brought more maturity and a worldview to the role. She's 30 years old. She's a divorcee from California. She used to work as a phlebotomist before pivoting to an influencer lifestyle, Kennedy.
Yeah, that.
I may be more tough on the guys in the sense that I need them to stand up a little bit more. The guys would definitely have to be much older. I'll tell you that much. I require a little bit more life experience, someone who really knows who they are and still aren't trying to figure themselves out. Show up or get out. No poop emoji. Let's go. I'm trying to find a husband.
Pew, pew. Wow, that really punctuates it.
Yeah. Speaking of your prom night and fizzling out.
Carson's obsessed. He's the traffic right. Carson's obsessed.
Don't call him Monday night.
He's president of Bachelor Nation. If you didn't know, don't get him started on Supermarket Joe. Carson's obsessed. Bachelor Edition. Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.